This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game one from Colorado as the Brewers and Rockies open up a four-game series. Brewers use the opener with Rob Zastrzynski, followed by Bryce Wilson. Austin Gomber, left-hander for the Rockies, started this one. Brewers got punched in the mouth early. A couple of home runs, a two-run shot from Brent Doyle, and a solo shot from Charlie Blackmon. But it was 3-0 Rockies. Brewers did what they do best. They loaded the bases. All of a sudden, we were on slam watch with Jackson Churio at the plate.
Hit on the ground through the hole on the left side, a base hit. One run is scored. Yelich being waved around third. Jones' throw to the plate comes through, but it's not in time. It's a two-run single by Jackson Churio, and we've got a one-run game.
Josh Maurer on the call here on WTMJ. However, Rhys Hoskins would ground into a double play as the next batter, leaving it up to Blake Perkins to try to keep the rally alive.
Stretching the pitch, line drive into right center field, base hit. Perkins rounding third is Churio. He will score the tying run. It's cut off in the alley by Doyle to hold Perkins at first. It's a game-tying two-out run-scoring single. And we got a brand-new game, 3-3 in the fourth inning as Blake Perkins delivers.
However, no shutdown inning in the bottom of the inning, or nearly no shutdown inning. They would get two men on, but Bryce Wilson would escape without damage. Top of the fifth inning featured the controversial call that led to Pat Murphy getting ejected, as first base umpire Brian O'Nor determined Joey Ortiz was out of the baseline trying to dodge a tag, which he certainly didn't like he was, because the next batter really made it hurt with a ball don't lie, but man, couldn't he have been on base moment?
1-0 pitch, and Contreras, a fly ball out to right. Racing back is Cave at the track, and it's going to fly out of here. Contreras goes oppo for his 10th of the year, and the Brewers on top 4-3.
Man, he needed that. He had a great day at the plate today. Lane Grindle on the call. William was a triple shy of the cycle. So the Brewers had the lead, but they couldn't hold it. No shutdown inning in the bottom of the frame for Bryce Wilson. Then it was in a full-fledged Coors Field game. Back-to-back doubles in the sixth gave the Rockies the lead. They were up 6-4 later in the contest as we pick things up in the eighth. One out, triple by Christian Yelich. The next batter breaking out of a slump, Willy Adames.
Molina, the 0-2 pitch. And a liner into center for a base hit for Willy Adames. Yelich trots home at 6-5. And Willy Adames with a three-hit night here tonight in Colorado.
Then Rhys Hoskins would add a sac fly a couple of batters later. Brewers still threatening. Tied game, 6-6. How about the new guy? One of the fan favorites in spring training.
3-2, broken bat, liner over the glove of McMahon and into left field. Freelix around third, he's going to score. They'll hold Mitchell at third. Eric Haas, welcome back to the bigs. Take a 7-6 lead.
However, it was all for naught. Elvis Peguero would give up a game-tying homer in the bottom of the inning, and then this game would eventually go to extras. The Brewers couldn't score in the top of the 10th, and then a walk-off single by Jake Cave in the bottom of the 10th ended it for game one for the Rockies. We'll say goodnight after this and get you ready for tomorrow's game two on WTMJ.